This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Smiling and waving from the front seat of her family's SUV, Justina Pelletier is heading home, a trip 16 months in the making.
I'm just so grateful that today has finally come. It's going to be a long haul for Justina to get better.
To make sure that all these bad people never do this again to a kid or anybody, this is truly disgusting that this could ever happen to anybody.
But the family's been utterly vindicated today, completely.
I'm so excited to be home and so happy to be home. Thank you for everyone. I can't believe it's happened. Thank you guys so much for everything.
All right, the miracle for Justina. It happened. She's home. And we sing hallelujah. Whatever we got to do. I mean, I am just thrilled beyond belief that Justina Pelletier is back in with her family. And we're going to talk about that this hour as we kick in the latest edition, the Outside the Box Wednesday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, it's celebratory time, although it's kind of tempered with the what the hell was the state and state protective services both in Connecticut and Massachusetts at Boston Children's Hospital thinking and stealing, kidnapping this child from her family. Again, temper that with she's back home. Thank God.
Yeah. Well, it is a day to celebrate for sure, and we've been following this for at least a year now, if I'm not mistaken. And you know, got to do the hat tip to Bo Berman for being the guy who basically broke the story and got the crazy viral thing going on the internet, getting this information out there so that everybody knew what was going on. But a lot of really cool pictures. If you haven't seen it, we're posting it up on Facebook right now. The article from the Boston Globe has a great pictorial of the process between Justina leaving the facility that she was at this morning, getting carried into the house by her dad. Great picture there. The family dog sitting there waiting for Justina to show up. And yeah, a lot of good times and happy feelings happening over there at Justina's home right now.
Yeah, we got that picture of her being greeted by her dog, and it's just wonderful to see the love there that is existing, and that shall be another warning signal for all the families out there to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You may already be awake and aware enough, but we must wake up our brothers and sisters about the danger of a state-sanctioned religion. That state-sanctioned religion, as I've said so many times before, it's not Judaism, it's not Christianity, it's not Islam, it is modern medicine. It's the medical monopoly, or as I kind of borrowed from John Rappaport, I call it now the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And if they, even if they get it wrong, which they do a lot of the times, the medical monopoly, who pays the price? It's Justina. It's the family. And I don't know, maybe it's the taxpayers of Massachusetts who will be on the bill, on the hook for what, $1 million plus in hospital bills as the state took custody and directed medical intervention treatment. We still don't know the answer to that. We'll have to get Bo Berman back on. I know he's real busy today with everything that's gone on, but again, hats off, yes, as you said, Super Don, to Bo at Fox CT, because he's done a hell of a job really showing what an investigative reporter can and should do in covering his story. And, you know, he's not come out in favor of one way or the other. He's just remained that reporter. He's not an editorialist. But I kind of sense what he feels in his heart of hearts as we've talked to him behind the scenes.
Listen, I mean, how can you report on a story like this with the facts of how this happened, why it happened, you know, the standpoint of Boston Children's, you know, or whatever it's called, Boston Children's Medical Health Center, you know, what they did to the parents, the fight. How can you report on those facts and just, you know, listen, there's good and evil.
Yeah.
There's right and wrong, you know. If you're putting that story out there and you see what happened, any normal human being is going to come to the conclusion that this was wrong. You
except,
know, but
except,
you're right. He was very good in the way he reported it, that he didn't make it an opinion piece. He just reported the facts.
Yeah, but you said something any human being would kind of figure out that this was wrong, except if you're a politician. You know, the politicians
No. See, I disagree with you, though.
No. Before you disagree with me, let me make my make a statement here.
All right, fine. Sorry.
What I'm saying is that the politician believes in the power of the state. I'm not saying that they're not going to acknowledge that they may have goofed on this one, because they may very well, and some of the politicians have come out and said that. They didn't agree. But the reality is they first and foremost look to the power of the state before a family, before the sanctity of a family. They will violate your right to take care of your family the way you deem fit. Now, some would argue, well, there's that role and their place to play. Now, there are places where there is obvious abuse, where I think any reasonable human being would say, okay, this kid is being beaten up at home. That is not even close to what was happening here. This is a case where they had taken her for medical intervention from some of the top, quote-unquote, medical places in the world, according to what they perceive themselves, Tufts, for goodness sake. And then the Boston Children's Hospital disagreed with the doctors at Tufts, and then this cascaded into a frustrated dad, who wouldn't be at that point, saying, you guys are monkeying with my daughter here. We don't agree with what you're doing. And then they take the child away. So this isn't even an issue of someone that, like one of our listeners, that is so hardcore into healing that wouldn't even want to go into that place to begin with. We're talking about people that have invested in modern medicine and that are looking to do appropriate things that they perceive to be for their daughter, and then being hoodwinked by a hospital that has done this before. Now, just so you have that fuller picture of what I was getting at with the politicians and the state-first perspective, now go ahead and disagree.
Right. Yeah, no, I was just going to say that even with the politicians that you may have heard speak, maybe not so much in favor of Justina going home, or that even those politicians, I have a tendency to give people the benefit of the doubt that they know the difference between right and wrong, and I think those politicians, even when they may not have been doing what they should have been doing, they knew they were doing something wrong by not getting involved or not, you know, intervening.
On some level, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I think some of these politicians, they're slime. And they know they're doing wrong because they've got other interests. So
that's more or less
the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, which is why you should avoid pink slime, because it could be made from politicians. We don't know. We'll get to that a little later. It is Outside the Box Wednesday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We expect to hear from Ty Bollinger live from Panama. Yeah, so we're going to check that out. Also, word is that the actor who played Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movies got a virtual colonoscopy from the TSA. We'll report on that a little later. Stand by for that.
Yes.
If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, next couple of hours. Links are up where we intend to go at robertscottbell.com. Talking now about the great news, Justina Pelletier is at home with her family. Bo Berman did an incredible job. He's so busy, we couldn't get him on today to talk more about it. But we do have another audio clip from Justina's dad and his acknowledgement as well of Bo's great work and pushing the First Amendment, using it for what it's worth. This is where this would have gone, let's say, under the radar. Who would have known about it? And this family screaming for help. And an intrepid reporter came to their rescue ultimately, and the world took notice, and ultimately they had to act a long time later, but still they had to act. Let's hear from Justina's father right now.
With her mother by her side, Justina Pelletier called her father and sisters tonight with good news. She's coming home.
When I was on my way back to my office, my wife's phone calling in, who's on the phone, Justina, and screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, I'm coming home." And thank God, Bo Berman comes along, because you can come to our house in September, then air this, you know, after doing your own homework in November. Who knows where we'd be right now?
Mm-hmm. That is the question. If people are unwilling to speak out about this, this is one of those, you know, major life lessons that I hope everybody is paying attention to. That the reason that this finally got resolved was not because people remained silent. And in fact, some would have argued that, oh, if Justina's dad had just remained quiet and cooperative, this would have never happened in the first place. And I heartily disagree with that. Because if you remain quiet and cooperative, as Dr. Batar says, you must be belligerent in defense of your rights or else you have none. They would have taken this girl and she would have ended up there permanently, in my opinion, based on the fact that we know this has happened before. It's not a one-off. This is a pattern. And the fact that they can take these children and experiment upon them. And so be belligerent in defense of your rights. Do not worry about who gets upset by your belligerence, who doesn't like it because they want to hold hands, sing kumbaya, and just get along. When your child is being violated in this way, you cannot remain silent. And there is something called the law of silence that I adhere to when appropriate. But I did not believe that this was an appropriate place for silence. This is one where we had to speak it out. Bo Berman, thank you for what you did, and thank you to all of you. Listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show around the world that also paid attention and supported this miracle for Justina. She's back. Now, doesn't mean she's out of the woods. There's still a lot of health issues. We don't know what the family is exposed to as far as alternatives to the allopathic interventions. I would like to say that they would hear Dr. Batar and intervene in perhaps a way that would remove a likely heavy metal or mercury burden from her body, which would explain a lot of this so-called mitochondrial disorder. But there are a lot of things that, as highfalutin as Tufts Medical Center is and Boston Children's Hospital is, they're not trained to know. And we know that because we cover these things here on the Robert Scott Bell Show regularly. So, again, we're glad that Justina is home. If you'd like to call and breathe that breath of fresh air to the world on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you can do that now. If you happen to be breathing some cannabis smoke, that's okay, too. We don't mind. You can do that. We'll find out what Hillary Clinton thinks about that, because she might be running for president. And don't you want to know what her standpoint is on cannabis? Right? Did she inhale? I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out after this. Stick around. Lots more healing to go. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL. And is it better to be ignorant of a terminal illness? We're going to find out about that, too. That's an interesting question and answer coming up. We'll be back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Was I too hard on Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo of New York yesterday? Be honest with me. I know because you're in a cantankerous mood. You've already disagreed with me right from the get-go. So we're on a good start.
Am I not allowed to disagree with you?
Absolutely you are. I treasure it. Those moments I will remember forever. I'm going to say somebody that was going to send you baked goods, though, will not because just in case.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think Governor Cuomo walked away with a limp yesterday after you were done with him. And not that he didn't deserve it.
I think he deserved it. Yeah, I do.
Absolutely.
So quick follow-up to that. Governor Cuomo rejects the revamped medical marijuana bill because he said all of these stipulations, if I'm going to sign this thing, you better just make it so no one can actually use it. Kind of like that Wisconsin bill we covered with Governor Scott. So you can tell it was not, a Democrat or Republican thing. It was a Cuomo thing and a Governor Scott thing. If they're dunderheads, they're dunderheads, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. And Cuomo has evidently now rejected the compromises that the lawmakers have kind of worked out, because he still doesn't want anybody to smoke it, despite the fact that it's the fastest way to get in for those who are suffering the ill effects of chemo, for instance, and a few other issues here. I think, again, nothing that Cuomo has done in this case has got me to, let's say, reduce my vitriol, if I can call it that, towards him. And you New Yorkers up there, what are you doing with a governor like this? Is it just because he's a Democrat, because we don't want an evil Republican? Or what's wrong with an independent? Or libertarian, or a constitutionalist. I mean, you should see now that being a Democrat doesn't mean you're compassionate about the poor and the downtrodden and those who are suffering and need medicine. In this case, medicine from creation, the plants that God created. So that's Cuomo. You guys have Adam. I'm not going to live in New York. I was born. I came into this planet in that state. I am not going back there to move with all the crazy that's going there.
You had enough.
Yeah, I've had enough. I mean, you know, if I need to go back up to see Carol Alt and do some more Fox News, I'll do that. I will do that. But it'll be just a visit in and out. There's some good people there. Don't get me wrong. You know who you are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I feel for you. My compassion goes out to you for having a governor like Cuomo. But then again, you guys also elected a senator by the name of Clinton who eventually became Secretary of State. And it looks like she's gearing up for a run. She wants to be president. She's always wanted to be president. And, you know, they need their war hawks up there. They, you know, we just can't have somebody who believes in peace and puts that peace money where their mouth is instead of speaking a game like Obama getting the Nobel Peace Prize before he goes in and says, we'll double down on Iraq and keep it going, and now we'll pull him out, but we'll put him back in. I think it's a bit confusing. So, indeed. Hillary Clinton. Yes, Super Don.
I said, indeed. Yeah, that was indeed. a one-word statement there.
That was
indeed.
An Ed McMahon thing. So, yes. What we want to determine here, because we know that Hillary Clinton is a war hawk. She is an interventionist on a foreign policy perspective along the lines of George W. Bush. And I know I hear my liberal friends go, no, don't say that about Hillary. Sorry, no. That's what she is. And we want to know where she stands on medical marijuana, on pot. And so she was evidently in the news. Was this a CNN clip she was on answering questions?
This was on CNN, and a listener posed a question, a two-part question, first asking her about what she thought about medicinal marijuana and then about recreational marijuana.
All right, let's see what she's plugged into here.
I have to say, I think we need to be very clear about the benefits of marijuana use for medicinal purposes. I don't think we've done enough research yet, although I think for people who are in extreme medical conditions and have anecdotal evidence that it works, there should be availability under appropriate circumstances. But I do think we need more research because we don't know how it interacts with other drugs. There's a lot that we don't know.
Wow. You know, we just heard almost 30 seconds of Hillary Clinton saying absolutely nothing. She committed to absolutely nothing. She said something that everybody could say, oh, well, she seems like she's for it, but then again, she's not. She completely did not commit to anything. There's got to be some kind of thing in the DSM of the psychiatric Bible that diagnoses Hillary Clinton with some major mental illness here. Come on. If you're going to call me orthorexic for wanting to eat organic non-GMO foods, what the hell do you call Hillary Clinton for not committing in 30 seconds to a stance on medical marijuana?
It's a psychological issue.
Incredible.
I believe they call it ride the fences-ism.
Ride the fences. Well, let's see if we can squeeze in what she feels about partying on.
On recreational, you know, states are the laboratories of democracy. We have at least two states that are experimenting with that right now. I want to wait and see what the evidence is.
You want to wait and try it? You said you've never smoked.
No, that I didn't do when I was young. I'm not going to start now.
She wants to wait and see. Wait and try it.
Oh,
we don't know. I don't know. Hillary Clinton. Look, we're gonna check the DSM to see if we can find something that makes sense what Hillary Clinton is and just did. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems?
Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, why don't you come up to the mountains and see us sometime? Because we're going to be there. Ty Bollinger, Dr. Frank King, Dr. Hyla Kass, Dr. Rasha Batar, Healing Revolution Summit, July 18th through 20th. We are a month away. It is June 18th today. A month away from, did I say the rumble in the jungle? No, it's just going to be healing in the hills.
Healing in the Hills.
I don't know. Ty will be there. Could be a rumble.
Ty and Vitar will be in the same room. We'll see if they really like each other or not.
Picture of him doing the double biceps.
Oh, you got to check it out. You got to check out Ty's guns today in the Robert Scott Bell Show notes, robertscottbell.com. And you're going to argue with that message on his T-shirt? I certainly am not. Check it out. Check it out at the website. Let's see. What else we got? You know, I want to get into the ignorance of illness and also vitamin D deficiency. Some interesting stories coming out as well. 866-939-2355. The Hillary thing has got me going, though. I'm telling you. She's setting for a run for president, and she is a consummate politician. And if, you know, if the people want that, good luck to you, my babies. Good luck to you, because there's just no growing up. You keep putting these politicians into office. The hollow, shallow, these people that are, you know, strung like with puppets from the CFR, for instance. And Hillary, being cornered on her views about pot, ends up just spending a minute or so talking and not committing to anything. It's masterful. It really is. It's masterful. And that last segment, we ran out of time in the segment. Her perspective, suddenly, she became a tenther. We got to get Michael Bolden on the phone from the Tenth Amendment Center, because Hillary Clinton is now a tenther suddenly. What? What is that? Well, give a listen to this again, and I'll see if I can pause it in time here.
On recreational, you know, states are the laboratories of democracy. We have...
States are the laboratories of democracy. Suddenly, wow. She's acknowledging that we have 50 states that are laboratories of freedom, and that, wait a second now... Something doesn't add up with that statement. How would she be a tenther on pot and not on what she would promote as one day before it was Hillarycare, now it's Obamacare? Was there an opt-out for states, really, that they didn't have to participate?
You know, I think they paid lip service to it, but in reality, it really wasn't there.
No, it was a mandate that everybody has to do it the same. Yeah. They said, oh, well, the states could do their own exchanges, but you saw how well that worked out in Oregon, where you are, Super Don.
Yeah, what a joke that was, right?
It absolutely collapsed. But it's great to know that Hillary Clinton is now a tenther. The question is, will the liberals attack her as a white racist supremacist or a neo-Confederate southerner? Because she now has endorsed the concept of states' rights when it comes to cannabis. Shocking, isn't it? She said it, but she won't
admit it. Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting that she takes that point. Like you said, and so many other things, would she have taken a states' rights stance in those things? No.
No, because literally in the previous 30 seconds of her audio clip, she was talking about needing to be a gatekeeper, basically. Well, we got to check the authorities after. We need more studies to show this. We got to say
although,
that.
Although, listen, I will. I mean, you at least have to give her a little bit of credit, because at least she was. Well, listen, she was at least acknowledging some validity in the quote anecdotal evidence. So at least she was recognizing that, because a lot of people, they will take anecdotal evidence and make that a nasty, stupid thing that has no value. At least she was saying, you know what? There's some anecdotal evidence. At least some people should have access for extreme medical situations. That's at least moving in the right direction. In my
why don't you just marry her? You love her so much.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Thank you.
All right. You're super done. Well done. All right. Well, we got lots more healing to go. In fact, we got to dive into some healing issues, but I did want to bring that up with, you know, Hillary Clinton. I think it was very important to discuss and show, indeed, yes, she did acknowledge anecdotal, but again, the way she said it, if you take it in the whole, she actually said nothing while throwing bones to various different groups that will now believe, if they didn't look deep enough to see there was nothing underneath her words, that she is not committing to anything. No. Now, ignorance. Of course, we can say that about politicians, or perhaps we can say that about voters. Ignorance. What about ignorance in illness? Could being ignorant of your illness actually be better for you? There's a question about that specific to mental health, because they basically conducted a broad-based study out of Norway to look at people who had self-assessed their health. If they didn't know they had a disease, their self-assessment was much better. Yeah, I feel great, right? The moment they're slapped with a diagnosis, it's suddenly, I wonder why they don't feel so good about their health. You know, I've been told my thyroid is on crack. I'm not just not feeling so good anymore, right? Whereas before they had no idea that was going on. And so you've got these two competing thoughts. One is, well, they have to know. They have to know. But what? What if they find out? And the have to know leads to interventions that are worse than the illness or ailment that the docs want to describe that you have or label you with. And I think that is the big issue here. Because we're all about awareness. We're not ones that want to suppress information. We don't want you to not know. Or we do want you to know. We do want you to know. But the fact of the matter is, when you know, particularly certain things from modern medicine, when they diagnose you, it very often leads to interventions that are worse than the disease itself. Case in point, men, when you're dealing with prostatic issues, prostatic inflammation, you could have the benign prostatic hypertrophy, BPH, right? And then they will start saying, well, maybe we should give you some radioactive seeds down there and nuke your NADs, for lack of a better way to say it. Or we can do what we do to women. We take out their ovaries. It's only fair that we should take your little things away, too. Yet recognizing that that prostate is essential to you being a man. And the fact of the matter is, you know what? I talked to a guy this morning. He's 84 years old. 84 years old. He was wondering how to use certain things, natural supplements, silver, different things, because he had a little bit of prostate issue. Not so bad. And he told me that he was on a cholesterol drug. He was on a blood thinning medication. Actually, no, he was just on an aspirin a day. And I gave him some insight as to say there are other things that you can do. And the fact is you're alive today at 84 because you haven't been on cholesterol medication for years because he'd just gone on it because the doctor told him. And now he's starting to have heart problems. And I said, well, are you on the hawthorn berry? He said, you know, I used to take that, but I stopped. The doctor told me this. And it's like, dude, you're 84. You're smarter than that. And he was getting it. He was getting what I was telling him. But in fact, even though he's had prostate issues for years, he's still functioning. He chuckled when he said, yeah, I still with the right lady, you know. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more,
right.
He was saying. But the thing is, men, you will not die of prostate cancer. You will outlive the prostate cancer if you do some basic things like taking adequate quantities of selenium, the food-grown form that we talk about in Unlock the Power to Heal that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. And men, do it now. Or at the commercial break, call Jonathan, 866-424-1077.
Not right now.
Yeah,
hold on.
Wait till the commercial break. 866-424-1070. Get at least 200 micrograms a day, perhaps more if you're dealing with something within the cancerous realm. But the selenium is the real critical key here, among other things, but that is really, really crucial. So what I'm saying about this story, and I'm not going into the nuances and the depths of it, but just to say that ignorance can be blissful for your mental health, because how much does your mental health play on your physical manifestation of disease? If you're given a label and the doctors only respond to that label with toxic medication that makes you worse, how good is it to know that you even have the label? Might not be helpful at all. Or you can use the detection of modern medicine and go, thanks, doc, I'm out of here. I'm going to my naturopath. I'm now going to see my homeopath. I'm going to go to an acupuncturist. I'm going to do something with someone who will not poison me to death in the guise of poisoning me to get me well. Does that make sense? Am I making any sense here?
You're making sense, sir.
Am I committing to something better than Hillary Clinton did?
Yes, yes. Okay. And I do want to throw something in there because, you know, you did bring up prostate cancer.
Yeah.
And selenium, I mean, we've been talking about selenium for years. We've had, you know, our buddy, not a doc,
Chris Barr
on talking about selenium, you know, and the great success stories with that. There is something else that has worked really well for prostate cancer, too. And
what
all
that?
We have to do is ask Tommy Chong about that.
Cannabis.
He cured his prostate cancer with hemp oil.
Yeah. Friendly neighbor.
Straight up.
Hemp oil.
He is cancer-free today. He beat it in a year.
Yep. So, speaking of that, there is a topical form of cannabidiol, CBD, that can help, although the THC probably in Tommy Chong's case, he used a combination, I'm sure. There are oils there that you can use locally as well as internally that I highly, highly recommend. We do that, no pun intended on that, because the CBD doesn't make you high. But you can go to hempmedspx.com this month. The code for 20% off is SHW46. SHW, like for show without the O. Shoe 46.
Shoe.
And you
good
can
shoe.
Get 20%
got a good
off.
Shoe for you.
Yeah,
today.
A really good shoe today. And speaking of ignorance is bliss, would you want to know that you have a vitamin D deficiency if it meant that you could be susceptible to all-cause mortality and maybe a cancer prognosis? It would reduce your likelihood of survival if your vitamin D is low.
Yep.
I think that's one I'd want to know, wouldn't you? Because it's not like they're going to, well, actually they might. They might give you synthetic vitamin D, which we don't recommend. But we would recognize that if you're vitamin D deficient, you're not getting out in the sun enough or eating food that has it naturally occurring in adequate quantities to lift you up, to get you going.
This particular study, I thought I was rather fascinated with it because we see so many studies where they say vitamin D isn't good for this or you know, it doesn't help with that. This study says that a lack of vitamin D increases the risk of death from everything. I'm like, whoa, that's quite a blanket statement. Everything?
Yeah. Everything. Yeah, well, it's one of those things. Is sunlight responsible for a lot of life on planet Earth? Like, how long would we last with the sun going extinguished? Not going to last very long. Do you think that God or the Creator put it there for a reason? And yet we still see kids being slathered with sunscreen. Don't even allow them to have 5 minutes without carcinogenic slather on their bodies. Please don't do that. My daughter, like, she's almost nine. She's out all day in the Florida sun. Swim team as well. And she's not getting burned. We built up that base and that base and that base, and she can tolerate it. She's doing great. And you should be too. But vitamin D, good for you. Yes, it is. All right. Virtual colonoscopies by the Transportation Security Administration. How do they affect mini-me? We'll find out.
Mini-me.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else. A meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Whether you call it Hillary Care or Obamacare, I don't suppose people figured out that they could get colonoscopies at the airport. But it's a convenient way to check to see if you got anything unusual growing down there. I know most people aren't expecting it. And this particular guy probably was expecting at least. If you see the picture on the story here, the Austin Powers star, you remember him? He's Mini-Me. What was his name? You remember his real name?
Vern Troyer,
right? Played yep. Mini-Me to Mike Myers' Austin Powers. He was, to be frank, hello, nurse. Excuse me, what are you doing back there? See this picture. Oh, my God, is that awkward. And Super Don, you weren't the world traveler up until recently. We've been hitting the road. Had you gotten any kind of treatment like that by TSA?
I have not yet, no.
No?
And I don't know. I think I'm missing out.
But have you opted out to say, hey, can you just, you know, bend over and cough or anything?
No. You know what? I had the unusual experience of, for some strange reason, it was awesome, I got put in the pre-check line. I'm not even pre-check.
Nice.
How cool is that, right?
Yeah, that's the way.
Like, oh, why don't you go on the short line, you know, instead of the short bus as usual?
Right. Yeah, the short line is a good line. So you must have been looking not so scruffy that day. I like that one.
I guess happens. I didn't look like Mini-Me because I sure as heck didn't get that.
But what does that tell you about the Transportation Security Theater? If you could, you know, you're not part of TSA pre-check, but you get sent right through it. And I have been, too. Now, I know you're a good guy. I know I'm a good guy. But how do they know? Are they doing something we don't know?
Take my hair gel, though.
They did. Okay, yes. The hair, and they sent it. Who did they send it to? Something about Mary?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Austin Powers, a star Mini-Me. And, you know, what's interesting about this is that we really, sometimes we like to know who's behind the scenes here. We're not saying Hillary Clinton had anything to do with this. But evidently, some of those evil minions behind the scenes at TSA were recorded. I guess Vern had an iPhone or something recording this.
Yeah.
But you want to hear what goes on behind the scenes at TSA when they plan for Mini-Me to come through security at the airport.
Okay.
Our early attempts at a tractor beam went through several preparations. Preparations A through G were a complete failure. But now, ladies and gentlemen, we finally have a working tractor beam, which we shall call Preparation H.
Ah, oh, really? So that's what they were looking for on Mini-Me there. They were looking for the secret plans to Preparation H.
I guess so, and they probably
Listen, that's where you should keep them, right there, right?
Right, yeah, well, that's the perfect place to put it. I mean, that's...
There's Preparation H right there.
Yeah, so I'm sure Vern was none too pleased that they decided to check there for it, but evidently there's a follow-up. There's a second MP3 file that he was able to smuggle out of his iPhone.
Wow.
As they're discussing this plan, the special preparation, I don't know, this tractor beam, is it supposed to pull stuff out of you? I mean, if you're really constipated going through before they do this, I don't know. But let's hear the secret iPhone recordings from TSA.
Dr. Evil, I love your plan.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah, doctor, it's a really good plan.
Yes, Frau, on the whole, I think Preparation H feels good.
What is it now?
No, nothing. You know what? I agree. Preparation H does feel good on the whole.
Zip it.
Oh.
Zip it, Scotty.
Nice.
Scotty.
So look, let's quit criticizing this TSA agent.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently this TSA agent was trying to find out whether it is true that Preparation H feels good on the whole.
You're so
just
bad.
Just trying to validate things. That's
bad
all.
Bad producer. How did we get here? How did we get here? Anyway, for you TSA agents, please put on a fresh pair of gloves before you do that to the next person. Even Ignace Semmelweis had a hard time explaining that to his fellow doctors of his day, and we don't want to see that happen to TSA. But don't make the same mistakes that modern medicine has made and continues to make in terms of spreading infectious disease. Clean, wash your hands, put on a fresh pair of gloves. And that's that. Hey, listen, I'm looking forward to, we've got, who's coming up? Ty Bollinger.
Ty Bollinger.
It is Outside the Box Wednesday. He is so far outside the box, he's out of the country. I hope that international relations are not impacted negatively. I think it's a positive and powerful thing wherever Ty goes, bringing the power to heal back to the people, wherever he goes, even Central America. So stick around. We're going to check that out. We've got some major vaccine stories. There is a woman who's on the run with her daughter, doesn't want to get vaccinated. Is there more to the story? You bet. We're going to cover it. Is it a kidnap? What about Dr. Oz getting tatered by a Senator McClaskill from Missouri? Yeah, we got that story as well. How about sugary drinks in California? Are the liberals going to save us or not? We'll find out next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.